This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. President Bush paid a short visit to the Philippines today, focusing on trade and terrorism on his way to the Asia-Pacific Economic Summit in Bangkok. The Philippines is the U.S.'s oldest ally in Asia, but Mr. Bush was in Manila for only 8 hours. There was intense concern about security. The Philippines has been fighting Muslim and communist rebel groups for years, and insurgents threatened to disrupt the visit. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
Security is a dominant theme of the president's trip to Asia, but especially here in the Philippines, where militant groups pose a continuing threat to stability. After a meeting with Philippine President Gloria Arroyo at Malacañang Palace here in Manila, the president thanked her for her ongoing commitment to fight terrorism.
You have been strong, and I appreciate that very much. We want to continue to help you.
The Philippines has scored some victories recently against the Abu Sayyaf, a large Muslim extremist group, by killing or capturing key members. President Bush applauded that success, calling Abu Sayyaf, which has been linked to Al-Qaeda, extremely dangerous.
It's serious because there are no rules when it comes to a crowd like the Abu Sayyaf. They kidnap, they kill, they maim, and there's only one way to deal with them, and that's to find them and to bring them to justice, which is precisely what the Arroyo government has been doing.
After the meeting with Arroyo, President Bush addressed a joint session of Congress. Mr. Bush is the first U.S. president to make such an address since Dwight Eisenhower, and he received an enthusiastic welcome. The president's speech emphasized joint values between the two countries, especially a commitment to democracy, and the president talked about common threats.
The Philippines and the United States have seen the enemy on our own soil. Americans witnessed the murder of thousands on a single day. Filipinos have known bombings and kidnappings and brutal murders of the innocent. We've endured the violence and grief of terror.
President Bush pledged continuing U.S. assistance to the Philippines in combating terror, and he said that the U.S. would help President Arroyo with a 5-year plan to modernize her country's military. President Bush offered technical and financial assistance toward that goal, but a senior administration official later clarified that most of the money will come from the Philippines. The president also used his congressional address to thank the Arroyo government for its strong support of the U.S.-led war in Iraq.
Saddam Hussein chose defiance, and President Arroyo was one of the first world leaders to recognize the need for action. The Philippines joined the United States in supporting and enforcing the serious consequences. You rose to the moment. And the American people respect your courageous and principled stand.
The Philippines has continued to support the U.S. in post-war Iraq with contributions of troops and aid workers. The U.S. is trying to convince other countries to step forward as well, with military or financial assistance. That effort gained momentum this week. Japan pledged $1.5 billion for immediate reconstruction costs in Iraq. Since the president's arrival in Asia, Spain has offered $300 million over the next 4 years, and South Korea $200 million. South Korea also has said it will send more troops to Iraq, but has not said how many or whether they would be combat troops. The U.S. will look for more donations at an international conference on Iraq to be held in Madrid next week. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Manila.